Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815. Toll free, coast to coast. Barbara Luttrell is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, on this beautiful Valentine's Day. Barbara Luttrell is the president of B. Luttrell Communications Corp. She's formerly the publisher of Working Woman Magazine and Working Mother Magazine, and she's now an entrepreneur like you and me, and doing very well. Barbara, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Good to be back.
It's good
Happy
to have
Valentine's
you.
Day.
It's good to have you back. Happy Valentine's Day
Thank
to you,
you.
And I'm glad you're going to agree to be my Valentine.
Okay.
Ladies and What, you didn't?
I did.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say something that I don't think I've said before. When I started doing this show over 5 years ago, there were a handful of people that really, really, who were in very, very high-profile jobs and were very important people, and I was just this little upstart radio guy. But there were about a handful of people that really treated me great and just encouraged me and said all the right things and just really gave me a leg up. And Barbara Luttrell is one of those people. And I've told other people that, Barbara, and I wanted you to know, I wanted to say that to my audience, and I wanted you to know that I'll never forget that the encouragement that you gave me.
Oh, you're welcome. And I suspect, though, Jim, that people treat you the way you treat them, and you're always very kind and thoughtful to people.
Well, I appreciate that. Barbara, you're one of our Women in the Marketplace experts. What's happening in the marketplace with women these days?
Well, I think that when we look at the women business owners, that part of the business is, I do a thing called the 5 F's of the women's movement when I do workshops for women in business. And when we talk about the 70s, 80s, 90s, and so on, as we look at the 90s, we know that women were really fueling change. Mm-hmm. They had more freedom because of more financial freedom, and they were in higher levels of management. And they started fueling change, and one of those moves was the entrepreneurial move, where now I guess we're at the point where there are something like 5.4 million women-owned businesses, and they're 28% of all privately held or majority-owned firms. So you have a very strong part of the economy.
And as the record industry calls it, with a bullet.
With a bullet.
Yeah, because it's growing like growing in leaps and bounds.
Definitely, they grew like 14%. Mm-hmm. Over the last 5 years.
I thought
years.
That number was more like 40%. Maybe that
no,
includes
I think
public.
The rate at which they're opening.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I think
but
they're opening.
I thought the ownership of businesses in America was 40% women owned.
Well, you know, sometimes it depends on the size of the business.
I see what you
so
mean.
So here we're talking at them a little bit larger.
Because, you know, the SBA says 40%.
Well,
they like that number.
Well, I like that number, too.
But either way, the point. I think the issue is more the bullet issue rather than the percentage issue, isn't it?
Yeah,
because of the rate of growth.
And also the fact that they represent, you know, the amount of revenues that women-owned businesses represent.
Right.
It's like,
right.
You know, over $800 billion in sales.
Now, Barbara, if when my audience knows that I do quite a bit of shows on women in the marketplace, and as you've joined me on many of them, and I do,
mm-hmm.
I've done quite a few with the SBA and with other women. What if there's some knucklehead out there saying, well, why don't you do a men in the marketplace segment? What do we say to a guy like that?
Well, I think we can certainly do a men in the marketplace segment, but I think it's very important because basically women, whether it's women in companies or women-owned businesses, have not really been in the spotlight, and it's been very important for us to encourage women to grow in these areas. I mean, we know that men have been in their own businesses, and they've been leading the corporations.
Yeah.
And so the phenomenon really is the growth of women in these areas, and that's where the news is.
Well, over the millennia, since somebody invented the division of labor and the marketplace was born, ever since then, men have dominated the marketplace. There's no question about it until recently, and women have not been able to really exercise their and contribute as much on the levels that as men have been, and all that's changing, isn't it?
Well, you have women moving up in management, so that you have At the management level, it's about 50-50 in terms of professional managerial executives. So 50% of them are women. That gives women more access now to information and to power that comes with those positions and responsibility, as we know.
Right.
However, when you look at the two top areas, one is the number of CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, and I think there are like maybe two or three mm-hmm. that are women. We have a long way to go there.
Right.
And when you look at women as board members of Fortune 500 companies, it's something like 12% of all board members are women. So we still have areas that it's really important for us to have open to us so we can grow into those areas.
Right. Well, the other reason why I have these kinds of shows, Barbara, is to help guys understand how we've got to be thinking about dealing with women on those levels. No, I mean, seriously.
You haven't figured that out
as
yet.
No, we haven't. As, you know, as customers, as vendors, as peers, as employers, as employees in our management positions. I mean, this is happening, and you know, there are a lot of us guys are still, you know, we're still in the 20th century, and in our thinking, and we have to realize that you know, with women we get a lot of benefits, but it also changes things.
It definitely does, and I think it's important to understand that men and women in the workplace, just as men and women in life, are different. We are wired differently. And while we can all have the same results in terms of productivity in the workplace, in terms of knowledge, we can be as smart as each other, and we can understand a product and benefits and all of that, but we have different sensitivities. And it's important for both of us, men and women, to understand the differences so that we can communicate well, because power belongs to the people who can communicate best.
Well, Do guys need to operate a little more in their left brain, and do women need to operate a little more in their right brain?
Well, that may be part of it, but I think the other part of it is just understanding. I mean, if we understand that, you know, when I was working at Working Woman magazine, you know, we often talked about the fact that a woman needs to understand that a man is not going to, or your boss is not going to look for all the explanations that go with the numbers that you give him.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, he has to recognize that his woman employees want to give him a fuller story
mm-hmm.
about where the numbers came from.
Mm-hmm.
And so if he understands that, he has to have some patience to listen, and the women have to recognize that if he doesn't ask for the more information, that they're not being cut short.
Yeah.
As we are with the music.
But the good news is that information is available, and that's what we get from the women that we might not get from the men. So there, guys.
That's right.
20 after, we'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk about girl power.
Oh, sounds girl
like a
power.
Sounds like a subversive group to me. 20 after. Stay with us.
If I could show you somehow.
Little Valentine music for you here, folks. Lady Day, Billie Holiday.
My funny Valentine.
Barbara Luttrell is our guest.
Sweet comic Valentine.
And my Valentine this half hour at least.
There you go.
At least while she's here. She's the president of B. Luttrell Communications Corp. But Barbara, give us your website, please.
My website, well, they would use the website, www.womenbusinessspirituality.com.
Women Business Spirituality, all one word.
.com.
Let me go there. Just let me type there. There we go. All right. Outstanding. What do they find when we get there? Tell us a little bit about it.
When you get there, what you find is the major project that my company's been involved in, which is, we hosted a conference in October on women business spirituality and women affecting change in the workplace through integrating spiritual values in the workplace. And since that time, I and my colleagues have been engaged in doing workshops for women in business, talking about spirituality in the workplace and tools and strategies for integrating spiritual values in the workplace. And so what you'll find on the website is a wonderful, I mean, there's all information about the conference, but also a wonderful bibliography of books by women about spirituality and the workplace.
And guys, I just went there, so it's okay. It's possible for guys to go there. But do you consider this to be a guy friendly site, though?
Sure, it's easy to work.
Boy, I tell you, usually she lets those easy ones go, folks. But this, she didn't want to turn that one loose. Talk to us about girl power.
Okay, girl power. You know, women empowered at the top is very important, but we also recognize that girls, when they're 11 to 14. Begin to make choices that affect their futures. And adolescents, and adolescent girls in particular, can really make some poor choices at that stage of their lives. You know, among ninth grade girls, they now consume alcohol and binge drink at rates equal to boys.
Yeah.
And the Center for Disease Control and Prevention has a whole analysis and study on adolescents. So Girl Power, here where I live in Arizona, is an organization that annually hosts an event for girls 11 to 14. In order to help them discover themselves, express themselves, and consider empowerment. So our goal is really to empower girls at that age level. So we're getting ready for the event the first part of March, on March 8th.
Seventh annual conference.
It's our seventh annual conference.
Yeah.
For girls 11 to 14 in our whole area, which is... you know, we're about 100 miles north of Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you're
going
to talk to them about drinking and drugs and sex and things like that?
What we're trying to do is, on a more positive side, although all of those things are very important issues to address, and they do come up, but what we're trying to do is show them positive ways to express themselves.
Right.
So, for example, we have a leading actress in the area is doing a workshop on imagining your life. And doing it through acting exercises. We have another dance professional who's going to take them through expressing your emotions through dance.
Do you encourage women, young girls, to get into sports?
Absolutely.
You know, that was one of the things that I think is one of the things that parents should do with their daughters, especially, is to focus on sports. I think that if you want to raise a daughter who's self-assured and who realizes that she doesn't have to have a boy to complete her, that, you know, she can be her own person, is to encourage her to be in sports.
Is to encourage sports, but very importantly, within the whole context of activities, is to have them find their passions.
Mm-hmm. Whatever that is, right.
And whether it's dance or whether it's writing or whatever it is to have them focused on certain, a number of things so that they explore a lot of different things, mm-hmm. sports being one of them. And then also to have them involved in community service. It's never too early to get kids involved in community service because they get joy and confidence from giving.
Do you talk to them about the peer pressure thing and how peers are great to have, but make sure you're contemplating the right peers?
Yes, we're doing a workshop called Boyfriends, Girlfriends Fitting In.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a couple of kids from the high school who are going to be a part of that workshop, in explaining that the choices these younger girls make now will affect them when they're in high school and beyond.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, and plus a counselor will also be part of that.
The dynamic of the kids these days, the group, is different than when I was a kid. I mean, we paired off as guys and girls separate, you know, or we were in couples, but now the guys and the girls just hang out all together now.
Well, yeah, and the pressure on kids, girls and boys, but especially girls, is enormous at that stage.
Yeah.
Plus, we have to, and it goes beyond peers. We also have to look at the family situation.
Mm-hmm.
And you have, you know, when you think about child abuse,
right,
and other areas affecting young girls at this age,
right,
you know, the traditional family is not the traditional family anymore.
Do you focus on careers at all?
We do. We have a wonderful
career choices and things like that.
Yes, and what we're calling it is Girls Can Do It. And we're focusing on careers that are not unique, but special and fun. One is a veterinarian. Another is a woman in our area who is
Barbara, I'm sorry. I've got to stop you because we're running out of time. But
go
before
for it.
We go, if people who are listening to this are interested in cloning what you're doing, how can they do that?
They can call me at 928-649-0135.
All right. Can they contact you from the website as well?
They can contact me through my website.
Right. Email her from the website. And that is womenbusinessspirituality.com. Barbara Luttrell, have a great Valentine's
Day.
Thank
you. You too.
You're the best. Barbara Luttrell, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be with us another day. 29 after. Going to take a quick break. I'll be right back with our love expert, Cherie Carter Scott. Stay with us. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.